Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Gabby, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing really great. I'm excited to speak to you about personal development, morning routines. Maybe we'll weave some business questions in. But first, for my audience of morning upgraders, why don't you tell everyone who you are, what you do for a living, and then maybe one or two of your hobbies?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Gabby Iannello. I am a corporate quitter. I left my corporate job after 5 or 6 years to pursue online business. And that was a few months ago. And since then, I've now grown a business out of it. So I have the Corporate Quitter podcast and have just recently released the Corporate Quitter Club, which is essentially a platform for millennials to kind of get, you know, the basics of learning a business or starting the side hustle without actually losing the time, losing the money, getting scammed out of 5K by some online guru who is full of, you know, BS and who's not going to actually teach you the things you need to know.
So this is a new, like 3 months, you said you quit your job 3 months ago?
February of 2021. So a few months ago.
So what's it been like so far? Like what were you scared at first or excited or?
Definitely a combination. It's always scary to take a leap like that, but I love challenge. I love change. I'm not afraid to take risks. So for me, it was just like, okay, I do really well with like pivoting, you know, as things go on. I'm really good at resolving challenges and doing all that. So it's been really, really fun, super fulfilling. And that's amazing because that's kind of the main reason why I left corporate. But it does suck sometimes. It is not easy. People are mean, they're rude, they waste your time. Money's obviously tight. There's a lot of upfront investment in the way of time and money that goes into making something, you know, and taking it off the ground. But it's been really, really awesome to see all of my efforts, right? The long nights and the weekends and the, you know, all of that stuff, how it's starting to transpire like into something greater than I thought it would ever be.
Yeah, that's exciting. That sounds like a really cool venture. What's your goals for next year? Like, where do you want to take the business? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I'd like to get into a place where it's a little more automated because right now there's something that I read in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is there's a difference between being self-employed and having a small business. So when you're self-employed, right, you run the show yourself. The business is entirely dependent on you. But when you're a small business, you have plans in place and people in place and automated systems so that you can kind of take a bit of a backseat and it doesn't completely depend on you. So automating it would be great, but then obviously, right, getting to a place that there, maybe I'm breaking even in business versus the, you know, the payout being kind of more so than the actual money coming in. But I think we just like to expand as well. Like we're starting to get traction in the media. We just did a CNBC article. We're gaining a lot of traction in the way of downloads and listeners, and we're starting to go viral across social media. So I think just keeping that momentum going and helping more starting entrepreneurs is really the driving force behind this.
Yeah, it sounds like you're planting a lot of seeds, you know, and just, you know, sometimes it's hard to know when they're going to sprout, but it sounds like you're planting a lot of seeds. That's great. So might come back to business, but let's go to your morning routine. What do your mornings look like? How do you start the day?
Yeah, so I, depending on the week, if it's super crazy, I might wake up at 5, but typically I like to wake up at 7. I am super creative in the morning. It's when I get my most, you know, my best work done. So I will, you know, have the cup of coffee and sit and just work from like 7 to 12, like uninterrupted. And then after, my afternoons are more gracious, where I'll get to like journal and hang out outside and read my book and like take a break. And then the evenings I do for like last minute, you know, catch-ups or calls, just last minute tweaks for the day, as well as like exercising. So I used to do the whole like wake up in the morning, go to the gym, then come home and do this and get ready and do all that stuff. But I felt that I was losing my creative steam. So I switched it.
So then how do you, I said we would come back to business later, but I'm going to get back to business now. So, so you said you work hard from 7 to 12. How do you know like what to work on for the day? How do you set your priority list? Do you have a framework around that?
Sort of. I mean, listen, I'm still in the weeds. I'm still figuring this business stuff out. I kind of just go in the way of like what feels right in that moment, because right, what's yesterday's priority then becomes maybe today's second priority. Like it just depends on what happens in the business and if there's like an issue or a fire to put out. But something that I found really, really helpful is I use a Trello board just to keep me organized. So for me, I have so many creative ideas and thoughts, and to the point that it almost overwhelms me. So I actually have in my Trello board a specific card or like strip of cards that are just ideas. Any sort of idea that I have in the morning, I do a brain dump on there of all the different things that I want to do. Whether I even touch on them or not, they're just there to like empty the computer out, so to speak. So I start the day fresh. And then based on that and the existing tasks that I have at hand, I will then determine what the next step is for the business.
Yeah, we use Trello at our agency at Ballantyne. And so I'm very familiar with it. And I think it's really important to get the to-do list out. I do the same thing with the to-do list. I've also had a revelation the other day that for me, at least, like open loops kill me. Like if I have too many things happening at once that are unfinished, it just drives me crazy. It puts me in a funk, honestly. And sometimes you like, especially if the things you're working on are bigger in scale, it's hard to like quickly close that loop. But I've just had that revelation recently that if I have too many open loops, it really messes with my head.
Yeah. I'm trying to get better at that. It's just one of the things when you're starting in business, like full-time, like you wear so many different hats. I mean, you know, you do budgeting and then you're doing graphic design and then you're doing this and that, and then doing podcasts and media stuff. Yeah. So it's, you know, I have to pivot on a dime and, you know, that presents its own challenges, but at the same time, it's exciting because my day is always different and I never doing the same routine things. It's just kind of whatever pops up, what things happen, who I'm talking to, and also like where, what I'm driven with, because sometimes there are days where I'm totally fine doing podcast show notes and like feel driven to update my business and then, you know, on the website. But then there are some days where I feel more called to have like one-on-one calls or do like engagement via social media. So I go back and forth. I know that's not really tangible to go by a feeling, but that's what works best for me.
Yeah, man, that's ultimately the best thing is to do what's best for you. And that best thing might change as you find new ways to do things.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You quit your job and now you've got your business that you're growing. And so every day is kind of like, it's like not a clean slate because you're working on things, but you can work when you want and work where you want, et cetera. Has that, I know it's only been since February, but has that changed your perspective on like the meaning of life or like your happiness and fulfillment? Has anything changed in those regards?
For sure. I am still purging corporate, like, you know, the hustle to death type of mentality, the like always being productive, because what I'm finding when you run the show yourself or just in general from productivity, like sometimes productivity looks like taking a nap and sometimes productivity looks like shutting the computer and watching Netflix. Like sometimes it doesn't always have to be working yourself to death and it's actually counterproductive when you do that. So if I'd had to very slowly, you know, train my brain to think differently, but it is really great, right? Because I am in the weeds. I'm still figuring out what my routine is and how I want to lay things out. But ultimately, when I went into doing all this, I wanted to have the freedom of choosing when I do things and how I do things and where I do things. So like the last 3 weeks, I was really fortunate. I spent the 3 weeks in Florida in Vero Beach fishing for like a week with my boyfriend. And we were like, you know, we went on the boat and then I come home and do some work and then we go out for dinner and then, you know, all these different things I was working out on a deck. And now I'm back in New York for a few weeks, probably going to go to Texas. So it gives me flexibility to kind of go wherever I want and choose what I work on and when I work on it.
Yeah. That flexibility, speaking from my own experience too, like we made our whole office remote and we downsized to like a smaller co-working space because we didn't need the big office anymore because everyone's remote now. But we have a small office but just having the flexibility to work from home one day and then go into the office if I want to the next day, then, you know, that flexibility, I mean, it's almost been like a rebirth for me, at least, you know, like how I feel, you know, I don't know how I went to the office every single day for 20 years it was. And I just don't know how I did that. I mean, for some people they need that, like, and that's fine. But for me, I always wanted that flexibility like I have now. And it just feels really nice. And so it sounds like it's in line with what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's nothing like wrong with the other model of going to a job every single day. But I think we were all conditioned to think that was the one way and the only way. And I think we're now transitioning not only just in the way that we work, but also the mentality around work, right? Mental health is important. Like actually living your life instead of just like existing is important. Rich, right? That's funny. Like you think that we just have to go through the motions and every day show up to a job and you're supposed to hate it. And like these things are supposed to be challenging. But I think people are realizing with the birth of the internet and all these amazing opportunities at our fingertips, we can do so much more and still enjoy life and still have a very full, successful, by your own terms, what you think success is, but like have a very successful life based on what you perceive as successful.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think like, you know, over the last, almost 2 years now with everything that's been happening, I think you're right. I think it's made everyone kind of reevaluate their life. Like, what am I really doing with my life? What am I here for? How do I want my days to look?
Yeah.
What impact am I having? Who's around me? I think it's made everyone look inside. I know it definitely has for me. I mean, I've always been into personal development, but for like the last 2 years, it's been accelerated because of everything.
Yeah. And I feel like because of that, I've sort of kind of taken on this spiritual approach of like, there's someone used this term called Earth School. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone says, oh, you're here for a reason. I'm like, yeah, whatever. But then with everything that's been happening and just like the series of events from the whole work from home thing and whatever, and even doing business myself, like it's such a game, right? Everything's a game. There's something more to learn about yourself. There's something more that you can create for yourself. And so when you approach it from the place of like, okay, I was brought here for a reason. I have a certain set of gifts. Like, why don't I experiment? Why don't I have fun instead of feeling like I'm suffering in every single thing that I do?
Yeah. I imagine the ripple effect if more and more people started doing that, like what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome to think about that. So in terms of habits, do you have any habits that you rely on? And it could be like your personal habits, or it could be like business habits. Do you have any that you rely on that you can share with us?
I would say, I guess it's a habit, is keeping your word. So I learned very early on, I think around like my 20s, because I was taking self-development courses, and they kept on saying, it's just always keep your word. No matter what you say, like if you're not going to do it, don't say it. But the more so that you keep your word, not only does that, you become more accountable to other people and you become a respectable source, but you also start putting more accountability on yourself. So you'll get into the habit of actually pushing yourself to do things when you say you're actually going to do them. So that's one thing, but then also communication. Like if you say you're going to show up somewhere, and this kind of goes with like keeping your word, but if you say you're going to be somewhere at 2 p.m. and you know you're going to be late, like there's no way that you're going to get there on time, communicate beforehand, because you will burn a bridge and that could ruin your entire career. It could ruin a trajectory of where you're headed. Like it could be the pivotal thing that can undermine your success if you don't communicate, which I know it sounds stupid, but I know people who like, I know this one guy I know who's a pianist, and he was supposed to show up at a wedding and he was running 15 minutes behind. Instead of calling, you know, his manager and saying, hey, I'm going to be 15 minutes late, I'll still be there, they assumed he wasn't going to show up and they fired him on the spot when he got there, and he had to completely pivot his, yeah. So, I mean, listen, that's an extreme scenario, but if you just communicate, you know, hey, I'm going to be late to the podcast, hey, I'm going to be late to the meeting, like, hey, I'm going to be late to the phone call, again, you're keeping your word and you're still communicating so people can be more understanding versus you being late and then saying you're already late. You're like, you're already late. I already know you're late. You don't need to tell me that you're late. I've already lost respect for you. So yeah, maybe that's a little hard, but those are two of my own pet peeves that I learned when I was younger and have switched, and it's made a difference. So for other people, I think that's really important.
You made me think of a book, or I'm about to read my mastermind. I think what you're really talking about is trust with yourself and instilling trust in others where they trust you. I'm about to read this book called The Speed of Trust. So I think that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, trust is a huge thing. I mean, trust is just, it's the fueling point of your business. It's the fueling point of your relationship. So, you know, the sooner you can establish that, and with yourself, let's be honest. Like if you say you're going to go to the gym and then you actually go, you trust your own judgment more than you would before. So I love those two things. And I would say maybe it's not so much a habit, but another thing is, especially for people who are maybe a little bit younger, get into the habit of being okay with change as soon as you can. Like, do as much change, take as much risk as you can when you're younger, because as you get older, it becomes more and more difficult to change because you have more responsibilities. But if you take risk and make big changes when you're younger and you have evidence of saying, hey, I made a big risk or I made a big change and I survived, it will fuel you in the future when you're doing bigger things.
Absolutely. I always like to say it builds up a callus. Like I think about, you know, as you go through a problem and you overcome it, it's like you're building up a catalyst, because not like the next problem won't be annoying, but you know, you got through the last one. So it's just a matter of working through the next challenge. But that, as that catalyst builds, it just gets, it gets a little easier and easier.
Yeah, agreed.
One thing I want to go back to real quickly, and then I have one last question for you. You mentioned you took a self-development class in your 20s. So have you always been into personal growth going back to young age?
No, actually. I mean, I always liked like learning things. Like I was back on social media when Mindspace was around. So like, you know, it wasn't self-development, but I taught myself to code, because back then, right, you had to have the fancy Mindspace page with like the HTML to like put the music video on. So like, I was still curious about learning when I was younger and in my teens, but it didn't really happen until someone I was dating really, really encouraged me for a year to get involved with some course. And it took him about 4 years to convince me. So at the like ripe age of 22, I finally started doing personal development work. And since then, I can't live without it. It's my favorite thing. And it's the easiest and quickest way to up level quicker.
Excellent. I agree. You're preaching to the choir right now, basically. Okay, one last question, and then we'll wrap up with you sharing your website or whatever you want to share. You quit your job and started your business back in February. I assume you've had some challenges since then. Can you think of one challenge that you've had to tackle, and how did you do so?
Yeah, I'd say it's a big money thing. Like I have been pretty good in managing my money back when I was in corporate, right? Because I got a steady job and I was really diligent with saving and spending accordingly. But now, right, I'm running the show myself. I control how much money I make, when I make that money, how I spend it. And so some of the things I've had to do to build the business is use credit cards. Like if I'm just being honest, I'm spending a ton to get this up and running. And yep. Now I'm starting to get some sort of payment. But in the beginning, it's a freaking lot of money. And so right. For me, the challenge is looking at the balance every day, knowing that me putting in the effort I did 6 months ago, or any effort, let's say today, any effort that I put in today will transpire in 6 months. So right, 6 months ago is when I really started this. So now I'm starting to reap the rewards because of the 6 months ago. So it's just a mental thing to get over that money is energy, and me putting that investment in, just like what I would have put an investment in like a self-development course, I will reap the rewards. It will just take a little while. So that's, for most people, that's a really hard thing to deal with.
And it sounds like you're working hard every day. And so it's just a matter of getting to that tipping point when the momentum kicks in. You know, I know a lot of the members of my mastermind, I don't do it, but a lot to do it is Profit First. It's a book. It's a program for just managing the business finances. So you might want to take a look at that. It's called Profit.
I will. Yeah, definitely need that. So I appreciate it.
All right. Well, this is great. Appreciate it, Gabby. Thanks for being on. What's the, if people want to learn more about you, connect with you, et cetera, where should we send them?
You can go to corporatequitter.com to learn about the podcast, as well as the corporatequitterclub.com to learn about the membership. And then you can also follow me on social, on TikTok, on Instagram. I'm at She Likes to Gab, because naturally I like to talk and my name's Gab. And then I'm also on LinkedIn. You can just look up Gabby Iannello.
Great. Thanks, Gabby. Nice speaking with you.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.